All right, let's take a step back. I don't think anybody is going to argue that when you list like the top quarterbacks in the National Football League, Patrick Mahomes is going to be the best quarterback in the NFL.
Yep.
Josh Allen is going to be in that conversation. Joe Burrow is up there as the best quarterbacks in the NFL because of the body of work, what we know of them and who they are.
Right.
If you step back and you go through the first 4 weeks of the NFL season, who are playing the quarterback position the best?
It's not going to be those guys.
I don't. It's a weird thing to say. Patrick Mahomes is undefeated. But
yeah. But not playing the best.
He is not playing the best. He has 6 touchdowns, 5 interceptions on the season. Third down, up until yesterday, they've been a disaster through 3 of the first 4 weeks on third down.
Yep.
Will it figure out? Yeah, they'll figure it out. And that's why you have those guys as they are the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But through the first 4 weeks of the season, the guys playing at the highest level are not the guys. I mean, outside of Josh Allen has been playing at an insanely high level because of the fact that you think of he has not thrown an interception this year.
Right.
He is working through finding new number one wide receiver and really doesn't have a true number one wide receiver. And he is playing insanely well with his legs too. I would probably put Josh Allen in the top 3 quarterbacks of the NFL right now.
Definitely
last
top
night,
5.
Last night was tough.
Yeah, but also you're playing Baltimore in Baltimore on Sunday night, and I understand that they lost their defensive coordinator. Thank you, by the way. He's done pretty well up in Seattle. But you know that defense is going to get right. They have too many stars on it for it not to get figured out. And yeah, they're 2-2, but I mean, they're a size 8 cleat away from beating Kansas City.
So. Yeah, they are. They really are so close to being 3-1.
Yeah.
Instead of 2-2.
Well, I mean, shoot, just finish your game against Vegas.
Yeah, they could be 4-0 and right there. That's why the panic early.
No reason for it. Yeah.
I don't, yeah. That's why I think it's an interesting conversation to have through, you know, you still break the season down into quarters. We are a quarter away through the NFL season after tonight's Monday night double dip. Twin bill, as I heard Jeff Russ say.
That's right. It's not a double header.
It's not a double header.
Double dip and twin bill, not a double header.
It is not a double header. Okay? There are 2 games again tonight on Monday Night Football.
I am very staunch against that.
Who are your top 3 quarterbacks in the NFL through the first 4 weeks?
Well, I mean, I think at number 1, if I would have told you that this guy would be number 1 at the beginning of the year, you'd be like, oh, wow, you're a big-time Commanders fan. But right now, Jaden Daniels,
yikes,
to me, is number 1. Like, what he's been able to do with his legs and what he's been able to do passing. I mean, that team right now, they're what, 3-1? And most people pick them as a cellar dweller, or the only reason that they weren't in last place in that division is because they beat up on the Giants in a couple games. He had multiple games where that offense scored on every drive. And now I know against the Giants, it was all
punted
field
once
goals
in the last 3 weeks.
Once.
I think the wrong rookie quarterback sent a text to his punter saying,
yeah,
welcome aboard, but we don't need you.
We're not going to be punting much. He's at, what, 82% completion right now, which is the highest of a player ever through 4 games?
Yeah, okay.
It's
so
not
this,
even just through 4 games.
This is the crazy part about it. It's the highest of any player in any 4-game span since 1950.
Well, I was going to say, I think I saw since the merger, but yes.
50.
Long time.
They didn't even throw the ball back then.
Think about that. Any 4 games, you could take Tom Brady's, and this isn't a rookie thing.
Right.
This is
everybody.
At any player's point in their career. Joe Montana, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. Take their best 4 games in a row. No player has done it at the clip that Jaden Daniels has done it through the first 4 games of his career.
82.1%. 2008, Peyton Manning, 81.8. He won the MVP. And 2007, Tom Brady, 79.2%. He also won the MVP.
Furthermore,
that year,
the offense, as you were saying, it is according to the EPA, so expected points above average per drive through the first 4 weeks of the season since 2000. Number 5 is the 2004 Minnesota Vikings. Number 4, the 2004 Indianapolis Colts. Number 3, the 2021 Kansas City Chiefs. Tyreek Hill.
Pretty good.
Travis Kelce. Number two, the 2024 Commanders. And the only team that they are behind is the 18-1 2007 New England Patriots.
Pretty good list.
That's incredible to think about.
Yeah.
What they are doing. And it's not like, you know, he doesn't have a Randy Moss. Terry McLaurin, Scary Terry is really good.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't have a Randy Moss or a Tyreek Hill. Or
oh, we're not including Tiny Baby McCaffrey in that bunch?
A Reggie Wayne.
Right.
The one that went to Rice.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to go even further into that. This, according to Jack Andrade, he said the Commanders offense through four games in 2024, 23 scoring drives, 19 incomplete passes, four punts.
Wait, so they have more scoring drives than incomplete passes?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
And it's not like it's a bunch of checkdowns. He's airing it out. I mean, some of those throws that he had against Cincinnati to McLaurin, he put it in the perfect spot. It was good defense. Yeah. The corner DB, that guy is right there. And he's putting it over dudes. And remember, this is a guy at Arizona State. They mocked him when he left. He was so bad under Herm Edwards. All he could do was run, and he's turned into one of, if not the best passers right now through four games.
He has completed 35 consecutive passes under 15 yards. That,
like, how is it that Jaden Daniels broke the NFL?
I don't, well, his college offense, as Cam Taylor Britt would say. You do have to take into consideration that sometimes you have a coordinator and a quarterback and they just fit. They're peanut butter and jelly, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've got, and it doesn't make sense. Like peanut butter and jelly, that doesn't make sense. Delicious sandwich, an all-timer, a staple. But with Cliff Kingsbury in his air raid style and the way that Jaden Daniels can process that, it works really well for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they are on the same page and have been on the same page. The beauty of the air raid is the simplicity of the air raid offense. And now he's not full on air raid in the NFL. You can't be a full on air raid offense in the NFL. But conceptually, what you're asking the quarterback to do, if you have a guy that processes very quickly, you have receivers that have to be on the same page too, because what the air raid is we only have an index card worth of plays here.
Right.
But if the receiver reads the defense properly and the quarterback reads the exact same thing, you have a beater for whatever coverage and whatever look you get. It's not always downfield in the way that defenses are playing right now. A lot of them are underneath, but that goes back to that 35 straight completed passes on 15 yards or less. You have quarterback and receivers that are diagnosing it and getting to it really quickly, which goes back to the kid that went to Rice, the third McCaffrey brother.
Yeah.
You know, smart receivers and a quarterback that can get it out quickly, you're going to have success. Jaden Daniels being number one, that sounds like a stretch, but the numbers kind of bear it out. Right? Who do you got after him?
Well, if I'm going after him, I mean, look, it has to be the 7-year bump that Sam Darnold got. I mean, apparently once you hit year 7, because something happened with Derek Carr as well on his 7th year when he had that really good year down in Oakland. But Sam Darnold looks awesome. He picked apart that Green Bay defense aside from one bad throw yesterday, which it's him trying to make a play that he didn't need to make a play on because the Packers were coming back in that game. Just be smarter with that football. But he's not just relying on, oh, I'm throwing the ball to Justin Jefferson. He's dotting up defenses. Oh, by the way, his best safety valve isn't playing right now. TJ Hawkinson isn't playing right now. He just got Jordan Addison back, and he made sure to use Jordan Addison up. Sam Darnold looks like what Colin Cowherd was saying Sam Darnold was going to be out of USC.
I think it was Kevin O'Connell last week that said that quarterbacks don't fail teams. Teams fail quarterbacks.
Yes.
I don't disagree with that take. You know, like right now what you're seeing is when quarterbacks, because Sam Darnold's not the only one. You could throw Baker Mayfield into this conversation. You could show
how Bryce Young's been doing.
You could show Jared Goff into this conversation. Geno Smith up in Seattle. Like, you can throw multiple quarterbacks into this spot where once they get with an offensive coordinator or a head coach who knows how to mold an offense around them and to the things that they do well and can simplify the game for them, so they're looking for one or two reads, and then that lets them know what ball they're going to throw and to who. They seem to excel.
Mm-hmm. Who's you got? You have Baker 3? Is that who you said?
Probably Baker 3 right now. I mean, I wouldn't like get up in your face and yell at you and try and fight you if you were like Josh Allen 3.
Yeah. I mean, I'm actually. Well, if I look at it,
where does Lamar fit too?
Lamar is in there. Well,
Lamar's,
I think,
been good.
My 3 are Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, Jaden Daniels. Those 3, because...
Yeah. And then you still got Baker and Lamar Jackson.
And I think with Josh Allen, it is having to be an established guy on a roster and walk in and have a new receiver room, essentially, and have guys that you are going to have to find out who the number one is, whether that's Shakir or your number one draft pick in Keon Coleman, to take games over with his arm and his legs has been wildly impressive.
Right.
And I give a ton of credit to Josh Allen for that. Sam Darnold walking in and taking what he learned in San Francisco, the bumps that he's seen along the road in New York, in Carolina, and then residing yourself to being a backup and then exploding with Kevin O'Connell with two of your top 3 targets for 2 weeks of the season. Pretty impressive, in right. not having your tight end, your woogie, your safety blanket, and TJ Hockenson for any of it. He has been wildly impressive. And then Jaden Daniels, just on sheer readiness and efficiency. And look, I think the one thing that gives Allen a bump for me to number one, he hasn't thrown an interception all year.
Which is very uncommon, because bad Josh Allen likes to show up every 3 or 4 games.
Yep. But this is like, these aren't who I believe the best quarterbacks in the NFL are, because the best quarterback in the NFL is still Patrick Mahomes because of the body of work and what we know he can do. This is just a 4-week quarter poll sample. You have, I think those 3 have been wildly impressive. They've been efficient. They're not giving the ball to the other team. Now, Darnold is the only guy in the NFL who has double-digit touchdown passes this season. The scoring is down, right? Yeah. And he is still finding a way to do it without all his targets.
Lighting it up.
Right?
Yep.
In that honorable mention, you have to put guys like Lamar Jackson, like Russ said. I think Matthew Stafford, Patrick Mahomes obviously is in that honorable mention. And then Brock Purdy is doing a really damn good job with a revolving door, albeit he still has at least 2 stars on the field at all times, but a revolving door of guys coming in and out.
There was a point. And now I know you're playing the Patriots, but the Patriots actually have a decent defense. He was 9 for 10 for 199.
That seems good.
Brock Purdy is really good as well. And that, I mean, that's why, I mean, we're explaining the obvious at this point, but this is why people from that Shanahan McVay tree keep getting put into head coaching spots. Or if they're a quarterback coach, now they get put into an offensive coordinator role. It's because this group has learned how to mold an offense that can make any quarterback successful. And like at this point, the zag is to go after the defensive guys. So in 3 or 4 years, do you see a bunch of Mike McDonald, you know, savants after him? Because that wouldn't shock me. He's the only one who's shown, you know, the ability to stop most of those offenses without having a star quarterback, I guess.
See, and I guess, and I know this is outside of the conversation and we're way up against it, but with the 49ers, just holy Fred Warner, Batman.
That was an incredible interception.
He's special, dude. He just is special.
Nuts.
It's they're drafting, they're paying of guys. You sit there and you're like, no wonder they're paying all of them. I don't know how they're doing it, but they're paying all of them. Salary and Fred Warner
because they're not paying Brock Purdy yet.
Salary caps aren't real. They keep moving that money around.